Long ago, in the days before the grandfathers of the grandfathers of the eldest orcs alive today, all sailors and sea travelers lived in terror of Captain Red Tusk and the crew of his ship, the Blood Narwhal. The vicious pirate crew raided up and down the coast, from far Veronin in the north to deepest Reskin marshes in the south. Until one day, the raiding stopped. Red Tusk, his crew, and the Blood Narwhal all vanished into the ether, as far as anyone knew for a time. Years later, an orc merchant vessel from the Fangwind fleet found a lone castaway, adrift on a makeshift raft, with nothing but a tattered sea chart. Raving, half mad, the castaway claimed to be the last surviving member of the crew of the Blood Narwhal. The castaway, through his insane rambling and screams of terror, relayed a chilling tale. He claimed that Red Tusk, increasingly paranoid and protective of his ill-gotten treasure, had taken the entire crew to a secret island, where they were forced to construct elaborate traps for the buried loot. In his final bout of madness, Red Tusk poisoned the entire crew, performing a ritual that they would rise to guard his lucre for all time as a crew of the undead. Undeterred, many adventurers immediately set out for the island, in search of the fabulous wealth Red Tusk had surely amassed. Few returned, and none returned with any significant amount of treasure. One of the most important members of any adventuring party is the healing. When you get hurt in the field, and as an adventurer, you will get hurt, you want there to be someone handy to patch you up. Gilroy of Stalmvor is an adventuring cleric, and here are some of his thoughts on the adventuring life.
The credo of the healer is this above all: do no harm. But how, you may ask, can I reconcile that with the violence inherent in the lifestyle of an adventurer? Allow me to elucidate the answer that I have found to this tricky philosophical conundrum through a series of examples from my recent escapades as we explored the island where Captain Red Tusk interred his treasure.
I think that's all of them, except for Gilroy's.
It has been a battle well fought, but these knaves never stood a chance. Ha ha! I say, Gilroy, would you like some assistance?
No, thank you. I have this well in hand. Take this! Hi-ya!
Looks like he's just knocked out. I can finish him off for you.
Thank you, but I knocked him out rather than kill him on purpose.
Why? He's basically just a bandit. It's not like he can tell us anything we'd want to know.
No, Gilroy always does this when we fight people. He tries his best not to kill them.
But he was trying to kill you.
Yes, but for my purposes, it's just as good to leave him unconscious. Perhaps he will use the experience as the impetus for turning over a new leaf, as they say, and lead a long and fulfilling life.
Or he could wake up and come to try kill us again.
That is true, but I expect he'll have a difficult time due to this healing spell. Stonevor, please place this unfortunate into a healing coma. It will keep him unconscious for a full day, safely here behind us. By the time he wakes up, we'll be long gone.
That's very admirable, my ecclesiastical friend.
And I will leave him this note, explaining what happened and encouraging him to find gainful employment other than trying to rob other treasure hunters on remote islands.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Nevertheless,
just go with it. If you kill him anyway, Gilroy won't heal you anymore. And there's no fun in fighting an unconscious opponent anyway.
No honor, either.
You guys are so weird.
Clerics of my order train in non-lethal combat methods, and Stalmvor grants spells to keep those we beat into unconsciousness alive. Of course, the responsibilities of a healer don't end there. Another example, if you will.
I think that's all of them. These other groups are certainly opportunistic if they think you might have found some treasure.
Does anyone need healing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Got a couple of scratches. Nothing serious.
Ooh, one of them got my arm pretty good. I've got a nasty cut.
Allow me.
Please, help me.
Oh, him too. Let me see. I should have just enough healing to stabilize him.
What? You're healing this one too? What about Theobor's scratches?
Of course, I shall attend to Theobor's minor injuries. But he's in no danger, and this man could die if I delay.
Are you going to knock him unconscious first?
I don't think that's necessary. Is it?
No.
Lie still. Stormvor, grant me the power to heal.
You healed me.
Yes, now up on your feet and go consider a change in occupation.
Huh?
Get a real job, you leech!
Oh, right, sure. Yeah.
He just tried to kill you, and we're just letting him go?
Arresting him seems impractical, and also not particularly our responsibility.
But he could attack us again!
He could, but I doubt he will. He was about to die before I healed him, after attacking us with, what, about 15 friends?
It was 14.
14 friends, of which he was the only survivor, and that only just. Now, do you think it would be a good idea to attack us on his own, considering that we only sustained a few minor injuries?
Nope, I am leaving.
See that you do!
Now, Theobor, let's see about cleaning and bandaging those scratches. Wouldn't want them to get infected. It is a healer's responsibility to use his magic on the most severely injured, and none are more severely injured than the dead, or the undead, as the case may be.
Zombie pirates!
I hate fighting zombies!
Ah, well then, allow me to take care of it. Stormvor! Pray grant me your power to heal these unfortunates!
What the heck, Gilroy? These are zombies. Don't heal them!
You got them all! I didn't get to fight a single one!
Have you always been able to do that?
You've seen me do healing magic before.
Not like that! And they don't seem healed.
The unholy energies animating the undead count as negative health. Healing puts the undead back closer to the natural state of death.
You could have left me a couple.
My apologies, Theobor. Now, I suppose I should conduct the cleansing ritual. Do you see? Being an adventuring healer is a balancing act. On the one hand, you must defend yourself, and that often involves acts of violence. But on the other hand, you have the ability to use the powers granted to you by your patron deity to mitigate or undo some of that necessary violence. Sometimes, other adventurers will be frustrated with that balancing act. But when they've got a painful gut wound or something of the type, then they're glad for the presence of a cleric.
You're listening to Kingdom of Stone Tree Broadcasting.